Chapter 10. Abraham and the Promised Seed. God chose Abraham to do his will on earth. God told Abraham to leave the nation where he grew up and move away from his relatives because the people around him worshipped idols. When Abraham was a youth, the Lord spoke to him so Abraham could understand spiritual things and not worship idols. God wanted to make Abraham an example of faith and dedication. Abraham's example would influence many people who later would live on the earth. Abraham was honest and generous. He was friendly to strangers and made people feel comfortable around him. He was respected as a great prince. Abraham's neighbors and servants respected him because he loved, worshipped, and strictly obeyed God. He faithfully taught his family and servants about God. Also, Abraham's godly example and righteous way of life influenced people to respect, love, and obey God. The Lord appeared to Abraham and talked with him. God promised Abraham that his children would become as many as the stars in the sky. Then God made a horrible darkness come on Abraham to help him understand that his descendants would be slaves for a long time in Egypt. In the beginning, God gave Adam just one wife. Giving Adam only one wife showed God's plan for the human family. God did not want men to have several wives. Lamech was the first to disobey God's wise plan for marriage. He had two wives. Marrying more than one wife caused many problems and unhappiness in his family. Lamech's wives quarreled and were jealous. When the number of people increased on the earth, men began to take as many wives as they wanted. Having more than one wife was one of the great sins that caused God to punish the people before the flood. After the flood, men again began marrying more than one wife. Having more than one wife became a common custom. Righteous men also had more than one wife. This still was sinful because they were not following God's plan. Concerning Noah, the Lord said, "I have found that you are the only one in all the world who does what is right." Genesis 7, verse 1. Noah had only one wife. Noah trained his children to do what was right. God bless the family of Noah. Noah's sons did what was right, so they were saved in the ark with their righteous father. God has never said men should have more than one wife. Having more than one wife is against his will. God knows the happiness of the home is spoiled by this practice. Abraham's peace and happy home were almost destroyed by his taking Hagar as a second wife. Abraham's faith in God's promises weakens. After Abraham separated from his nephew Lot, God said to Abraham, "From where you are, look carefully in all directions. I am going to give you and your descendants all the land that you see, and the land will be yours forever. I am going to give you so many descendants that no one will be able to count them all. It would be as easy to count all the specks of dust on earth." Genesis 13, verse 14 to 16. In a vision, God promised, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I will shield you from danger and give you a great reward." Genesis 15, verse 1. Abraham answered, "You have given me no children, and one of my slaves will inherit my property." Genesis 15, verse 3. Abraham had no son, so he thought he would have to adopt Eliezer, his trusted servant, to be his son. Then Eliezer would inherit all he had. But God told Abraham he should not adopt his servant to be his heir. Instead, Abraham would have a son of his own. God took Abraham outside and said, "Look at the sky and try to count the stars. you will have as many descendants as that. Genesis 15, verse 5. Abraham and Sarah would have saved themselves much unhappiness if they had trusted God and waited for him to fulfill the promise that they would have a son. They believed that God would do as he promised, but thought Sarah could not have a son because she was too old. So Sarah suggested a plan she thought would fulfill God's promise. Sarah urged Abraham to marry her Egyptian servant, Hagar. Abraham agreed, but soon they understood that they lacked perfect trust in the power of God. By marrying Hagar, Abraham showed he did not believe in God's unlimited power. Abraham's lack of faith resulted in great unhappiness for him and Sarah. The Lord had used this test to measure how strong Abraham's faith was, and to show whether Abraham was willing to trust fully in God's promises. Hagar becomes proud and boastful. When Hagar became Abraham's wife, she became proud and boastful. She stopped showing the right attitude towards Sarah that a servant should. Instead, Hagar boasted that she was to become the mother of the great nation God had promised to Abraham. Abraham had to listen to Sarah's complaints about how Hagar was acting. She blamed Abraham for marrying Hagar. Abraham defended himself, saying he never would have married Hagar if Sarah had not urged him to marry Hagar. He also told Sarah that because Hagar was her servant, she could decide what to do with Hagar. But Abraham refused to send Hagar away because she was soon to become the mother of his child. Abraham thought that through this child, God's promise would be fulfilled. Abraham also had to listen to Hagar's complaints about how mean Sarah was to her. Abraham loved Sarah very much. Abraham did not know how to solve the problem. If he were to try to help Hagar, Sarah, his much-loved wife, would become jealous and more unhappy. Hagar decided to run away from Sarah. As Hagar was fleeing, an angel met and comforted her. The angel also scolded her for being proud and boastful. The angel told her she must go back to Sarah and obey her. After Hagar gave birth to Ishmael, God spoke to Abraham again, saying, "I will keep my promise to you and to your descendants in future generations as an everlasting covenant." Genesis 17, verse 7, TEV. The angel whom God sent to speak to Abraham told him once more that God had promised to give Sarah a son. Sarah was to be the mother of many nations. But Abraham still did not understand the promise of God. He thought God's promise to make him the father of many nations would be fulfilled through Ishmael. Abraham loved Ishmael so much that he asked God to let Hagar's son be his heir. But God said, "No, your wife Sarah will. A son, and you will name him Isaac. I will keep my covenant with him and with his descendants forever." Genesis 17, verse 19. Angels were sent to Abraham again. They were on their way to destroy Sodom. These angels repeated the promise, making the promise even clearer that Sarah would have a son. The promised son. After the promised son, Isaac, was born, Abraham's and Sarah's great joy made Hagar jealous. Hagar had taught Ishmael he would have the special blessing of God as Abraham's son and would be the heir to everything God had promised Abraham. Ishmael shared his mother's jealous feelings. He became angry when he saw how happy everyone was that Isaac had been born. Ishmael hated Isaac because he thought Isaac would take his place. Seeing how Ishmael acted toward Isaac, Sarah was very upset. She told Abraham that Ishmael was rude to her and to Isaac. "Send this slave girl and her son away," Sarah urged. "The son of this woman must not get any part of your wealth, which my son Isaac should inherit." Genesis 21, verse 10, T. TEV. Abraham was very disturbed by what Sarah asked him to do. Ishmael was his son, and Abraham loved Ishmael very much. How could Abraham send Ishmael away? Not knowing what to do, Abraham prayed to God for help. Through his angels, the Lord told Abraham he must do what Sarah asked. He should not let his love for Ishmael or Hagar keep him from doing what Sarah wanted. Ishmael and Hagar must leave if Abraham wanted to have peace and happiness in his family again. The angel comforted Abraham with the promise that God would continue to be with Ishmael. God would not forsake him or let him die. God promised to take care of Ishmael because he was the son of Abraham. God also promised to make a great nation of Ishmael's descendants. Abraham's kind, noble character can be seen in the way he pleaded earnestly for God to save the people of Sodom. Because he was so kind, Abraham's fatherly heart was saddened as he sent Hagar and Ishmael to wander as strangers in a foreign land. If God had approved the practice of having more than one wife, he would not have asked Abraham to send away Hagar and Ishmael. But God wanted everyone to learn a lesson from Abraham's experience. The happiness and privileges of marriage are to be respected and protected, no matter what the cost. Sarah was the first and only true wife of Abraham. She had rights as wife and mother that no one else in the family could have. Sarah respected her husband and called him Lord. But Sarah was not willing to share Abraham's love with Hagar. God did not reprove Sarah for what she had done, but Abraham was reproved by the angels for not trusting God's power. Abraham's lack of trust led him to marry Hagar and to believe that through her, the promise of a son would be fulfilled. The greatest test of faith. Later, the Lord decided to test Abraham's faith again. God gave Abraham a very severe test. If Abraham had passed the first test by waiting patiently for God's promise to be fulfilled in Sarah, he would not have had to go through this second terrible test. Abraham had taken Hagar as his wife, so God had to give him another test. This would be the hardest test ever given to a human being. The Lord said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. There, on a mountain that I will show you, offer him as a sacrifice to me." Genesis 22, verse 2. Abraham did not doubt God and hesitate. Early in the morning, he took two of his servants and Isaac, his son, and the wood for the burnt offering, and started for the place God had told Abraham to go. Abraham did not tell Sarah the real reason for their journey to Moriah. He knew that her great love for Isaac would lead her to distrust God and not let Isaac go. Abraham did not let his love for Isaac control him and cause him to rebel against God. God's command was given in words that were meant to test the deepest feelings in Abraham's heart. "Take your son," God said. Then, to test his faith more, God added, "Your only son, Isaac, whom you love." Isaac was Abraham's only son of promise. "Offer him as a sacrifice to me." Abraham and Isaac traveled for 3 days to the mountain. Abraham had plenty of time to think about and doubt God's command if he wanted to. But Abraham trusted God. Now, he did not reason that God would fulfill the promise through Ishmael. God had told Abraham plainly that the promise would be fulfilled through Isaac. Abraham believed that Isaac was the son of promise. He also believed that God meant just what he said when he told Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. He did not doubt that God would fulfill his promise. He believed that the God who had given Sarah a son in her old age and had asked him to take Isaac's life could give Isaac life again by raising him from the dead. Abraham asked the servants to stay partway up the mountain, while he and Isaac went further up the mountain to worship God. Abraham did not want the servants to be with him. The servants loved Isaac, so the servants might try to stop Abraham from doing what God had told him to do. Taking the wood from the hands of his servants, Abraham placed the wood on the shoulders of his son. He also took a knife and live coals for starting a fire. He was ready to do the terrible thing God had commanded him to do. The father and the son climbed together up the mountain. Isaac spoke up.
"Father!"
Abraham answered. "Yes, my son?" Isaac asked,
"I see you have the coals and the wood, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?"
Abraham answered, "God himself will provide one." Genesis 22, verse 7, 8. The loving, suffering father walked on firmly by the side of his son. When they reached the place that God had shown Abraham in his vision, Abraham built an altar. He put the wood on the altar, preparing for the sacrifice. Then he told Isaac that God had commanded him to offer his son as a burnt offering. Abraham also told Isaac God had promised him several times that Abraham would become a great nation through Isaac. Abraham said he must do what God asked and kill Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham said God still would fulfill his promise. God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. The angel's message. Isaac believed in God. He had been taught to always obey his father. He also loved and respected the God of his father. The strong young man could have kept his old father from sacrificing him if he had chosen to do so. But after hugging his father lovingly, Isaac let his father tie the ropes around his hands and feet and lay him on the altar. An angel of God watched Abraham as he showed his faith by traveling to Mount Moriah. As the father raised the knife to kill his son, the angel called to him,
"Abraham, Abraham."
The father answered,
"Here I am."
The angel said, "Do not hurt the boy or do anything to him. Now I know you have obedient reverence for God, because you have not kept back your only son from him." Abraham looked around and saw a ram caught in a bush by its horns. He went and got the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Genesis 22, verse 11 to 13. Abraham now fully and nobly had passed the test. His faithfulness made up for the lack of perfect trust in God that caused him to marry Hagar. Now Abraham had shown his complete faith and trust in God. Abraham was willing to offer Isaac, so God again promised to bless the entire world through him. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time. "I make a vow by my own name, the Lord is speaking, that I will richly bless you. Because you did this and did not keep back your only son from me, I promise that I will give you as many descendants as there are stars in the sky or grains of sand along the seashore. Your descendants will conquer their enemies. All the nations will ask me to bless them as I have blessed your descendants, all because you obeyed my command." Genesis 22, verse 15 to 18.